So tonight is module 25, and this will be four talks. The first one, these are all from Keelung Rinpoche's book, The Relaxed Mind. And tonight is mindfulness of body. And then there'll be three more sessions that Jim Rosen will do for us. So my comments and teaching, a lot of it is based on mindfulness-based stress reduction, the training that I did, where they work a lot with people that have pain and working on using mindfulness in relationship to the body. And there's a lot of emphasis on that, as well as basic fundamental meditation instruction. And the second book I'm using is called Natural Wakefulness by Galen Ferguson. And this is the book we used in May and June and that through that summer of 2014. So if you want more details or more information, go to Module 3 on the website. And I listened to those talks, some of them today, and they're actually really, I was amazed because it was the beginning of our teaching and they seemed pretty good. So I would encourage you to take advantage of that if you want more exercises. So I'm not like literally following Keelung Rinpoche's instructions in terms of basic sitting meditation, because we've taught a lot about posture and things from that chapter before. But I'm really going to focus on the main point, which is working, being in the body that actually the first foundation of mindfulness is mindfulness of body. And often when we meditate, I find I sit down, I try to take my posture, I work with the technique, and my mind goes off right away. So in a way, to bring everything back to the most fundamental level is really helpful in terms of uniting the body with the mind, or the mind with the body. So we're trying to actually provide a wider field, you could say, for the mind to rest in, and a very different technique, very different from labeling and dropping thinking. It's really changing the object or focal point of meditation to the body itself. And that's a very I think it's a very refreshing and fresh way of looking at meditation altogether. So there'll be a chance at the end, we can have more discussion at the end, but if there's something you don't understand or is unclear, just let me know as we go along. So the first exercise I'd like to do is the standing posture, and we've done this before, but I think it's always a good way to start. So if you'll stand up and face me in the front of the room. Okay, that's good. You can stand on the mat or on the rug, whatever you're most comfortable with. Wherever you have the best traction. So to begin, close your eyes. And also, if there's anything that's uncomfortable, don't do it, and just adjust to what you need for yourself. Or if you need support, you can use a chair, this chair back. So stand upright and bend your knees slightly. And you can see when you do that, your lower back, it sort of opens up a little bit to pelvic tilt. So there's a slight bend in your knees. Then feel yourself in alignment with the earth, upright. And just let your arms rest at your sides.
Now check to see where your chin is in relationship to your body, and slightly tuck your chin in and feel that alignment. It brings more things into alignment at that point. And now lean forward until you're at the point where you feel, oh, this is enough, I can't go any further. And just hold that for a minute, if you can, and feel the feeling of being out of balance and how much effort there is in struggle, in feeling gravity, the weight of gravity pulling on your upper body, bringing it to earth. And now allow yourself to go back to a vertical posture. Feel yourself upright. And feel when you're in alignment with the gravity of the earth, there's actually a natural relaxation. If you can feel that everything is in alignment. And now allow yourself to lean back slightly. And again, just as much as is comfortable or uncomfortable, but not dangerous, I guess. So feel that, how much effort. And now come back to the vertical. And bend to the left. Just allow yourself to feel the pull. And back to the center. And over to the right. Back to the center. Now lock your knees and feel how that feels. To me, I start swaying just in that position. I don't have a balance. I can feel out of balance just with locking my knees. And then bend your knees again and feel that grounded. You can feel the energy grounding right through your feet. And just breathe for a moment in the standing position. And now feel, in yoga we call it zip up, which is basically you can feel the abdominal area becoming stronger and a sense of power, you could say, in the, I guess the word is dantian, and I guess that's Chinese. And take your shoulders and rotate up to the ears and back around and up to the ears and to the back and up and to the back. And now go the other way from back to front, back to front. Back to front. And check your alignment again. See where your chin is. That tuck in the chin helps to keep your head in alignment. Okay, so we'll stop there.